The Forest Service is raising the entrance fee at Mendenhall from $3 to $5 starting in May. Murkowski says the increase is reasonable, but she was leery of plans to expand the fee area beyond the visitor center.
If you want to bypass the visitor center, you don't want to go to the restroom, you don't even want to park your car. If you just want to go to the, and I'm just reading the article from the Juneau Empire here, if you just want to go to the Photo Point Trail, we're going to charge you the $5.
The senator says she worries the agencies are making public lands uninviting.
I don't want to go to my Mendenhall Visitor's Center and go hiking on the great trails that we have out there and feel like I'm going to have somebody from Forest Service who's going to be chasing me down the trail to pull up my multiple rain jackets to see if I've got a wristband on.
Not only are we not going to chase them down trails, but our real focus is going to be on trying to get our community to support us more in the future by delivering things for this fee that they'll support.
John Neary, director of the Mendenhall Glacier Visitors Center, wasn't at the hearing, but he says he's concerned about preserving the visitor experience too. He says 90% of the 500,000 visitors the park expects next year will have already paid their fee through a commercial tour operator. For those who arrive on their own, enforcement will be sporadic, and Neary doesn't envision asking any hikers to roll up their sleeves.
In the past, we've used wristbands. We'd like to get away from that for a variety of reasons. One is that they increase our costs to both issue them, and I think a lot of people do find them annoying.
Neary says visitors won't be charged to use most trails, only those the Forest Service has invested money in, like Photo Point Trail, which is paved. User fees help maintain those improvements, and the center director says Mendenhall needs more amenities.
Right now, women that come out on a cruise and take a bus out here on a Monday afternoon typically have to wait 15 or 20 minutes online to use our restroom block, and that's unacceptable.
Neary says the visitor fees will help pay for new bathrooms, since they can't rely solely on funds from Congress. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.